It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Very excited to say I've got Wino from The Obsessed back on the show with us this week. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So happy to have you back on the show. There's plenty going on in your world with Wino, the documentary, and a brand new Obsessed album, Gilded Sorrow. And Wino, this new album is crushing, not only musically, but it's heavy lyrically as well. What was the mindset going into the album, and what kind of kicked off this creative cycle for you?
Well, some of the songs are relatively new, and like a couple of the songs are actually pretty old. But, you know, it's the environment, you know, it's our world we live in, and, it's, you know, everything that we surround us kind of adds to the, you know, adds to the creative input there. You know, it's like adding two new members. You know, we got Chris Angerberger playing bass. We got added another guitar, Jason Taylor. So this is the first time, you know, on record that the Obsessed has been a four-piece. And so I'm super happy with it. I mean, yeah, I'm super happy. I mean, we set the bar pretty high. Like, basically, you know, every time we make a record, it has to be as good or better than the last one. And so we set the bar pretty high with Sacred, but, you know, we have pretty strong ideals. And so, yeah, I'm happy with this record.
Wino from The Obsessed with us from their new record, Gilded Sorrow. This is Realize a Dream. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Wino from Doom Legends, The Obsessed, on the show with us this week, talking the Gilded Sorrow album. And one of the stronger tracks on this album is Stoned Back to the Bomb Age. And it has its origins in the George W. Bush era, but serves as more of a commentary on modern day politics and a war. Why was now the right time to broach this subject matter for you?
Well, you know, we all have our little voice. And I think that, you know, regardless of what some people say, I think we are, you know, we sort of like, you know, we have to use it. You know, it's our duty in a way. So I feel like I have my little voice, you know, coming up some things that are happening. I think, you know, the world's upside down right now. You know, my dad used to have a saying where he would say, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
I love that one.
All I can see is, you know, you look around, you know, it's like there's nothing but, you know, greed, war, divisiveness. So this is just, you know, our little comment, you know, and it's a little bit tongue in cheek, you know, and I want it to hit hard, but I don't want it to be like so melodramatic, you know. So I think it worked out good. So about the song is, you know, Deputy Secretary of Defense, you know, he said in the Bush era, he said something about, if Pakistan gets involved in this war, we're going to bomb them back to the Stone Age. And I thought that was so brutal, you know. I thought it was just so incredibly brutal that it stuck with me. And so here, you know, months later, even years later, when I finally put a riff to that concept, and then with, like, we're in the studio, we're like, wow, we should try to grab the actual, you know, the actual soundbite of him saying that. So we looked and looked for it, and we didn't find it, but we found another Secretary of Defense from like years back saying the same thing. So basically, the modern dude ripped off the other guy. So I don't know. I just thought that was pretty funny.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll check out a new track from The Devil Wears Prada and more with my guest, Wino from The Obsessed. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wino from The Obsessed with us on the show this week. And Wino, metal is not just a passion. It's a calling. The Obsessed is not just a band name. At four decades in, what do you find has changed the most about metal since you first started? And what do you most love about where it is today?
Well, you know, a lot of people in the metal community showed their true colors not that long ago. So, you know, that said, you know, there was a few people that stood up for what they believed. I think that that's really important. I think it's really important to stand up for what you believe. I mean, I've never compromised because I don't believe in compromise. I've always thought that my music was strong, the Obsessed music was strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet. I mean, the music has got to talk. You know, everything else. But I think that the state of the music today is pretty weird, actually. I mean, there's a couple of great bands out there. And personally, you don't have to have a huge wall of amps and stuff like that to make you heavy. I mean, you can be heavy with your lyrics. You know, for example, like, I think Joy Division is a really heavy band, you know. But, you know, that said, you know, I think that we've got our place. I think that we have our place right now. And, you know, I think the timing is right for The Obsessed.
I agree. Wino from The Obsessed with us. Again, we're talking about the new record, Gilded Sorrow. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, music from Anthrax. Wino's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie Wino from The Obsessed on the show with us. And Wino, of course, also the star of Wino, the documentary. How is the experience for you opening up your life and making yourself even more open to the fans? And what do you most love about how it all turned out?
Well, I think that I like the way it turned out because it's a pretty accurate snapshot of my career. We got a chance to talk to a lot of really cool people, you know, a lot of my rock and roll friends and brethren. And so that was really cool. It's a, you know, like, you know, we took it on tour recently. Like, it's doing good in Europe. So basically, we did a little mini tour where the Wino Doc would play, and then I would play hard acoustic. And, you know, it's a little bit, you know, watching it every night is a little bit kind of like, oh, shucks, you know. But bottom line is I think Charlie did a really good job. It, you know, it's a really good snapshot of my career. And I think that, it's pretty cool. I'm glad it's doing good, and I think she did an amazing job. And that's pretty much all I got going on. It's like, you know, I play acoustic guitar to supplement my time when The Obsessed is not playing. And, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm all about right now is just The Obsessed.
The Obsessed have a new record out called Gilded Sorrow. Wino is with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Slipknot, Iron Maiden next. Of course, Bruce Dickinson has his new solo record out there, and he was a guest on the show a couple of weeks back. If you missed it, you can check out a podcast on the website, FullMetalJackieRadio.com. More with Wino up next. It's Full Metal Jackie Wino from The Obsessed with us. And Wino, we get to see your love of art, and you're quite a talented artist. Music and art can be two different things, but how often does one intersect with the other in your world? Do you find your ideas for a painting ever spark something for your music?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my philosophy pretty much is create or die, you know? And, luckily we had the music audience during the lockdown, and, you know, we had the art side going, but it kind of really took off around then when people were just sitting around with nothing to do. I think that's amazing. I mean, the rock and roll community supported me and helped support the art. And, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, I've been doing some commissions and people are really tying the music into the art, like their favorite record, for example. They'll ask me to do something. They'll ask me to, you know, they'll have something in mind with, like, you know, a couple songs from a record in mind or something. And that's really cool. It's a challenge. It's really a challenge for me to, like, put something down on canvas. It's a musical idea. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, I actually did my first record cover not that long ago. But that's pretty cool. I mean, I just feel totally grateful that I have the opportunity to do that. And, like, basically that's what we do. I mean, you know, we make music, we make art. That's what we do. It's what you do. You know, it's like you're the messenger, in a way, of the art. So, yeah, create or die.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got a new track from the Judas Priest record, Invincible Shield, which is out now. Of course, Rob Halford was a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago. Got a podcast of that interview on the Full Metal Jackie website. And again, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Wino up next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wino from The Obsessed on the show with us. And Wino, with a new album, it's time to tour. What does your 2024 look like? And is there anything creatively you'd like to do that still remains beyond music and your artwork?
Well, we're starting to fill in the calendar pretty good. We got a full tour taking us from, like, Philadelphia's our first show and Brooklyn's our last show. So we're gonna go all the way out to the West Coast and back. We got some stuff going on in Europe. You know, Europe is really happening. And then also, there's some acoustic stuff slated on the horizon. So basically I want to make music all for the next several months. And, you know, hopefully when the weather breaks and I have a little bit of off time, you know, get a chance to ride my motorcycle. And, hang out with my kids and stuff, you know, in the off time. And, yeah, but it's all about touring right now. I mean, I know that right now it's really important. This record is, I'm really proud of this record and I want to support it fully.
By the way, what kind of bike do you have? You mentioned motorcycling.
I have a 1964 Harley Davidson Panhead Shopper. It's like kind of, it's an old school rigid frame, you know, with the high handlebars and got 21 on the front, 16 on the back. It's got the like cocktail shaker muffler tips. It's pretty cool. It's definitely like what you'd see like 60s style.
That is very cool. Wino from The Obsessed with us. The new record is Gilded Sorrow. Thank you so much. It was so great to catch up again. As we mentioned off the air, I mean, the last time, we saw each other was many years ago where I had picked you up to come in and do an interview. It seems like, the world has changed. That was a very long time ago. And I'm so glad The Obsessed is back at it. And I love this new record and wish you the best of luck on the touring and this record cycle and everything to come in your world.
Thank you very much, Jackie. I appreciate that. And, when we get out of your way, I'll come see you.
Awesome. Music from Slipknot up next.